The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chav Dalet. Today's daf is being studied. Shalomo ben Miriam, Shaul Hai, Gabriel ben Sarah, Sarah bat Rachel, Yosef ben Sarah, Vitinok ben Dina. In the front of him. For the nefesh, for the roof, for the tamkin, about the above, and you know, someone of an amen. Today's love is being studied, the Alun Shmat, Abraham ben Esther. O Hashem, Tani Hana began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Gimel Amud Bet, and we are two lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in the case of a person is Madir et Havero Shiyuchal Etzlo, he comes along and tells his friend, listen, I'm not going to let you have any Hana'a from me if you don't eat by me. So we said in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's a case of Nidre Zeruzin. And the nidr is not hal. Even if the guy doesn't end up eating by him, he's not asur to have hana'a from him. Because he's just doing that to motivate him to eat by his house. That's the case of the Mishnah, and the Shittav Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Today's Gemara has one question, without the whole Gemara. Do the rabbis argue on this case? Which is, the rabbis generally agree to the concept of nidre zeruzin. We had a Mishnah previously that talked about cases of Nidre Zeruzin that said you don't need to make Hatara, it's Mutar Me'elehin. It's absolved by themselves. So the Gemara wants to know, in this case over here, the Gemara, Mishnah's language is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, says this case. So what's the Shitav, the Hachamim, the situation where a guy makes a Nidr, I'm not going to let you have Hana'a from me unless you eat by my house. Yeah. Where the Be'ezer ben Yaakov said, it's not a neder, it's called the Drezer Uzin, which is Shitav the Hakamim. That's the only question. The Gemara is going to go through a series of proofs, trying to say, yes or no, do the rabbis agree? Ibaye lehu, peligi rabbanan aled Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, or lo? Do they argue, or they don't argue? Ran, three lines in the bottom. When the guy said, I'm not taking less than four, and I'm not giving you more than two, they meant three. So therefore I could say, that's why Nidre Zeruzin, therefore they're not bound by their Nidre in such a case. Because, Piv V'libam Enam Shavim, is the way that Ran says it. Masha'inkin, in this case over here, the guy means it. The guy comes and says, if you don't eat by my house, I'm not letting you have Hana from any of my Nechasim. Maybe in this case of it, it's like I said, there is a ruzin because pivili boshavin. When he means it, and then it is going to be hal. That's the safek. Or how you could, you know, mehalek between the two cases. So comes Gemara and says, ve'imtem selomar peligi. And if you want to say they argue, hilcheta kevate olo. Then the question is, who does halakha fall? Does halakha still go like with Eliezer ben Yaakov or not? Tashema ditnan. Okay, case number one. Ha'omer lahavero. Guy tells his friend, Kunam. Now, according to the Ran's Girsa, in this Gemara, it's She'ani. So we'll follow the Ran's Girsa here. Kunam She'ani nehene lecha im I atan notel lebincha. Kur shel chitin ushte habiyot shel yain. What is he saying? Ran. Kunam she'ani nehenecha. Kunam ma she'ani nehene mishelcha. I'm making a vow. I'm making a neder. I'm not going to benefit anything from you. Your stuff is asur to me. If you're not going to take stuff for yourself. Not for yourself, stuff for your son. I want you to take for your son kurshil hitin, which is a nice amount of wheat, ushte habiyot shel yain, and two barrels of wine. Okay, so the guy's basically saying, listen, if you don't take from me, I want to give you something to my son, so I'm not having any hana'ah from you. Okay, that was the deal he made. And he made it in an edit. So it says, Hare ze yechol latir et nedro shelo al pi hakam. The neder is off. He doesn't even need to go to a hakam. It's not considered a vow. So she yechol lomar lo, because he can come and tell him, klum amarta ela bishvil kevodi. Because the guy we made a neder to, he can say, listen, what's the reason why he made such a neder? You made a neder for my honor. Which means you tell me you're forcing me to take something. You want me to have something. You're giving me, I must take something for your son. So you're doing it for honor, which means he did it in a nice way. He really wants to give him something. But he says that I want you to give, that I want you to take, a lot of money for your son. You did it for my kevod. Zehu kevodi. This is my honor. That what? That you don't give me, anything. Which means I don't want to take anything. Lan. כלום אמרת ערב נקבודי שאתכבד על ידיך בפני הבריות שיראו שאני חשוב בעיניך שאתה רוצה לתן לי מתנה. You're trying to make me have כבוד to show for the people you love me, you give me מתנות and all that. זהו כבודי שאתכבד יותר כשיראו שאתה רוצה לתן ואני איני רוצה לקבל. It's more honorable for me that the people should see that you want to give me and I don't want to receive. That's what the guy claims. That therefore he says, thank you very much, but not interested. So therefore the Gemara, in such a case over there, he made the neder, it sounds like, lizariz. He made the neder in order to get the guy to take. I'm not taking anything from you anymore unless you take. He says, thank you very much. I'd rather not take. It's more kavod for me if I don't take. So the Gemara says, such a neder, even though the guy's not taking, it's not hal. You don't need to make a hatara in such a case. So the Gemara analyzes. Ta'ama de'amar zehu kevodi. The only reason why the neder is not hal, because the guy come along and say, listen, this is my kevod, I'm not, I don't want to take. Ha lav hache. But if you didn't have that sevara, nederu. So then the neder would be hal, which is if the guy doesn't come along and say, zehu kevodi, so it's mashma, that gets him out of the nether. Oh, please, thank you very much, but you know what? I don't want to take. It's better off not taking. But mashma, if a guy doesn't say that, regular case. Guy comes and says, listen, I'm not having any more hana'ah from you if you don't take something from me. If you don't take something for your children, at least. Without that sivara, where a guy comes and says, listen, thank you very much, but I'd rather not take. It's much as the nether would be a nether. So the Gemara says, hamani. Who would be the mani? Who would be the author of such a statement? Either be the Ezra ben Yaakov, Nidre Zeruzin Avi. It can't be the Ezra ben Yaakov. This is a case of Nidre Zeruzin. He's just doing it so he can take something, right? I want him to take. I'm not going to have any hana'ah from you unless you take something. So the Ezra ben Yaakov would say that that's a case of Nidre Zeruzin. Nidre Zeruzin should not be hal at all. Ela shma mina pedigira bran ale. Must be that this is going like the rabbis. And the rabbis are coming along to say that even though this is a case which is like an Adre Zeruzin, but they hold that the neder is going to be hal. So therefore they're arguing on the Bili Ezer ben Yaakov. Just again, this case cannot be the Bili Ezer ben Yaakov. Because the Chalat's a classic case of the Adre Zeruzin. What is he trying to do? He wants his friend to take. Give it to his son at least. Right? So we came along and say that when his son comes, when the guy comes along and says, listen, you know what, I'm not, I don't want to take, please, thank you very much. You did it for my kavod is not to take. Okay, very good. So we say, it's not hal, you don't have to worry about anything, fine. But without that sivara, it says that the neder is going to be hal. Which means, when the guy comes along and makes such a thing, it's a neder. Now what do you mean? According to me, Ezra ben Yaakov, why should it be a neder? The neder is ruzin. It sounds like he's only doing it to motivate him to take. So it's not to be Ezra ben Yaakov. So it must be the rabbis. And the rabbis say, it's an edit. Oh, so you see that the rabbis argue on, it'll be the Ezra ben Yaakov. So comes the Gemara and says, Le'olam Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov. I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov this case. Umodeh Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov behai de nidrahave. In this case, he holds, it's not nidre zeruzin. In this case, he holds, It's a neder. Why? Why is it a neder? De amar le lo kalba ana. The guy come along and tell him, listen, I'm not a dog. De mitanina minach velo mitanit minai. In this case, he means it. It's not just ziruzin in this case. Because what's happening in this case? One guy, A, is giving, is receiving from B. He's a receiver. He's receiving stuff. So this guy's embarrassed. He's just on the receiving end. So he goes, listen, I'm not going to receive any more from you unless you start taking something from me, for your children. So there, it's not ziruzin. There, he means, you know why? So what am I, a dog? I'm just taking from you? I'm not taking from you anymore unless you start receiving. So there, it's not a motivation. You see, in the Mishnah, you could say it's motivation because it's one way. The case of the Mishnah is, listen, I'm not going to let you have any hana'ah from me unless you come over for dinner. So therefore, that's a motivation trying to get the guy to have hana'ah. That's a one-way situation where you tell the guy, listen, he's trying to give him motivation. You got to come to us. If you don't come to us, I'm not giving you any hana'ah. Okay, in that case, ziruzin. Mashiach, in this case where it's two ways. He's a receiver. He don't want to be a receiver only. So he comes over and says, listen, I'm telling you now, I'm not going to receive anything from you anymore unless you start taking for your children. There is not a motivation, according to the B. They say, what am I, a dog? I'm just taking from you, and I'm not giving back. You better take from me. He means it. That's not because I'm already the Drez Ruzin. So you see, there's a difference between the cases why this would not be a case of the Drez Ruzin. Look at the Ran. Mishum de Amarle, Lav Kalba'ana. Ve'acha, hu de Shayach le Memar Hache. In this case, you could say that. You know why? Which means the receiver is being oser the nechasim of the one that's giving. He doesn't want to receive unless he's going to take. Gam ken ana ze dekure hachotin de dafkal bahu avav matnitin hek shiach le memar ache. Which means there, he's not coming along and osering the nechasim of the mezuman. He's not saying I'm not going to give you any hana'ah. He's saying I'm not going to receive hana'ah from you if you don't come over to my house. Which means he's trying to force him to have hana'ah. You know what? If you don't take this hana'ah from me, I'm not giving you any more hana'ah. Okay, that's one way. That's not the sifat of a dog. So therefore, that's the way that Ran understood in his first shot, at least. And that's the haluk between the cases. Now, you have to understand one more plot in this story over here. In the case of the Gemara started off and said that when the guy comes along and says, listen, thank you very much. I know you're doing this for my kavod. You know, so you could show the people that I want to give you something, and I'm taking it, that you hold me in high esteem. That's why you want to give me something for my children. But you know what? It's better if my kavod is, you know, I'm not interested in taking anything. Thank you very much. The deen in that case was what? You don't even got to go to a hakam to be matir the neder. That was the deen of the Gemara. So there's just important Yerushalmi that's brought down. I'm going to read Yerushalmi in Lashon HaKodesh, so because the number is down in Aramaic, but it's easy to read in Lashon HaKodesh. What the case is talking about. He says, like, Yerushalmi Mefarish, like this. Well, actually, like this case over here. He says, Nechleko Arishonim Bebi'u Devrei Abraita. That's the part of the bright I want to explain to you now. It says you could matir this neder without, you don't even need a hacham to be matir this neder. Harashba v'meidi mefarshim she'en neder sarich hatara. Why? Ki be'etzim nitkayem atnai. V'ayinu she'ikar neder lo haya al da'at she'yikabed et ha'chitin v'ayayin befo'al, ela al da'at she'yikabed et ha'kabod she'bematana zu. ומכיוון שקיבל אותו כבוד בזה, שסירב לקבל את המתנה, הרי נתקיים התנאי ואין כאן נדר. Understand why you don't need my התנה? Because he fulfilled the condition. Because what was the עניין over here? He wants to show the guy, you know, you're a חשוב guy to me, and I'd love to give you a gift and all that. He doesn't have to receive the gift to get the kavod. Just the fact that he offered him the item, and the guy said, oh, thank you very much, I appreciate it, but you know, no thank you. So you don't need to make, which means it's mashma according to Rashba. The neder is hal, but you don't need to make hataraf anything because he fulfilled the condition, and therefore like he gave him the kavod, and therefore he'll be able to continue to receive from him. I mean, you don't need any hatara. And this thing, it's not that you don't need any hatara because the neder is not, the neder is a neder. I'm not going to receive anything from you if you don't take. It's considered he took. What did he take? He didn't take anything. He refused. No, what was I doing? I was doing it for the kavod factor. Kavod you got? You got the kavod. Thank you very much. I gave you what I wanted to give you. And he continues. That's why you don't need that tara. So the neder is hal. That's the way Rashba understands. He says, V'chen katav ha-redva l'keman ach medivrei ha-rosh mashma she'afal pi she'uzka matrat ha-neder. Even though the neder was fulfilled, meaning he gave him what he was intending to give him. En ze nechshav v'kiyum atay mamash. וכיוון שלא תקיים מתנאי, היה מקום לנדר לחול. אלא כיוון שבכל מקום הוסכם מתנת הנדר והחבר התקבל, יכולה עובדה זו לשמש כפתח להתרת הנדר. דהיינו, הנודר יכול לומר, שאילו היה יודע שחברו יתקבל יותר בזה שלא יקבל, מעולם לא היה נודר. And it balances a little differently. He says, it's a nedir. It's a nedir over here. But you could use this scenario as your out. Guy made a vow, right? Listen, I'm not receiving any hana'ah from you anymore unless you take. Now, the Gemara says, you know what? You can get out of this neder over. You know how I can get out of this neder now? The rabbi will tell you like this. If you would have known that you didn't have to give the guy money to be appeased, that the guy would have just been happy to receive the kavod, like he ends up saying, listen, what are you, trying to give me kavod? This is my kavod that you offered it to me and I didn't take it. Would you have made the neder from the beginning? No, you wouldn't have offered kavod from the beginning. So the Baz says like that, that can serve as your peta. But bottom line, what I'm trying to show you is, the neder is a neder. And that cannot be like the Beis Yaakov. Because the Beis Yaakov holds that the Zeruzin is nothing. Ella must be like the rabbis. Oh, so you see the rabbis argue the Gabin is the Zeruzin. So the Gemara, in cases like this, where it's not a negotiation case. The Gemara says, no, it is a Beis Yaakov. And you know why over here he says it's not neder zeruzin? Because over here, he means it. Why does he mean it? Because I'm not a dog. I'm just going to take from you all day long. I'm not going to give you anything. So, you know, the way he's just trying to motivate him, he just doesn't mean it. You know? No, he means it. And therefore, that's why the neder is going to be hal. Good? Okay. Comes the Gemara continues. Next week. So we haven't proved our point yet. Tashema, the Gemara continues. Ha'omer l'chadero. Right, tells his friend. Kunam she'ata nehenetli, which means what you're benefiting from me. Ma she'ata nehenetli kunam. So he's just sitting his stuff on his friend. He's just sitting his friend from having hana'a. Im I atan noten libni kur shel chitin u'shte haviyot shel yayin. Unless you give my son a kur shel chitin and two haviyot of yain. That's he's making the stipulation. Which means I'm not letting you have a hana'ah from me unless you give so and so stuff to my son. Rabbi Meir oser ad sheyitin. So Rabbi Meir says, okay, it's asur for him to give him anything until he gives his son this item. His friend's going to be forbidden to have hana'ah until he gives. Vachamim omrim av zeh yachol latir nedro shelo al pi hacham. שיכול לומר, הרני כאילו התקבלתי. He can come along and say, that what? He doesn't have to be matir the neder. He can say, it's as if he received it. And what's the pshat? As if he received it. He didn't receive anything yet, right? So look at the Ran. הרני כאילו התקבלתי. מפרש בפרק מי שאחזו. דהיינו תאמה, משום דלהרווחה, Dide echaven veha lo itztarich. What is he saying over here? His kavana. Well, let's get the neder again. What did he tell him? He tells him kunam she'ata nehenitli, which means I'm offering my stuff to you. Now, you cannot have hana'ah from me. I'm not going to let you have hana'ah from my stuff unless you give my sons a certain amount of money. So the Rebbe Meir says, okay, the neder is a neder, and you have to, he's got to give it. Otherwise, the neder is going to be hal. Why do Hachamim say it's not hal? So he says, Shiachol lomar, he could tell his friend, Hareni ki'ilu et kabalti, which means he could say, it's like I got it. He didn't pay him, but he could say, it's like I got it. Which means, he's saying like this, what was I trying to, why was I saying this neder over here? I wanted you to help me with my my bills, with my children, and stuff like this over here. And he could come along and say, at that point, I needed that, like, to, for reva, whatever you can call it, for to have more parnasa, so I could support my children. That's why I was asking you for it. So now I can tell you, I don't need it anymore. So therefore, you know, thank you very much. I wanted you to help me support my children, but I got it already. I'm happy. Jesus, I don't need it at this point. That's his claim. He says, "Yeshatam shebatil neder mishum shanoder et kaven narvachato." He needed, let's say, for profit. V'lachinu yachol v'shachshav enu zekul narvacha uchinu kibbel et matana. Right? I wanted it because of whatever certain surplus. Say it that way. No, I don't need the surplus anymore for my children. Okay. So the Ran says, continue. V'edav kekeshav banim sumuchim asulchano. Let's talk about where he's supporting his children. He was trying to save money because he has to support his children. He says, do me a favor, I want you to pay my children to, you know, this hitin and stuff. So you have to say, the case is talking about where he's supporting them. So do me, I was trying to save some money. You know what? I'm telling you now, I'm good. Now he says, I don't need it. But let's say the kids are on their own. Havi ipcha. Then already it's the opposite. Because then when he says, I want you to give them money, he's not benefiting. It's their benefit. So then they have to be the ones to say, we're good, we don't need it. Which means, but if the father says it, it's nothing. Because it's not nogeya to him. It's only nogeya to him to say, you know, I'm okay if he's supporting them. But if he's not supporting them, so it's not his call. Then it goes to his kid's call. So the case again, just to clarify the situation before we go further, the guy came along and said, I'm making a neder over here, you can't have an af from my stuff over here until you give my children, whatever, parnasa. And he's supporting his children. So the Bimi'ir comes along and says, what? Asur. Right? The neder is a neder until he makes good on that payment. How can he come along and say, no, you come along and say, listen, I wanted you to lighten up my burden on paying my support, and I'm good now, I don't need it. If we could just absolve him, which means he could say, it's like you gave it to me. And therefore what? He could still now benefit his friend. Because if you say that he didn't fulfill the neder, then already he cannot benefit his friend because he made a kunam. But since he could come along and say, I'm good, but you benefited me. It's like I received it. Okay, you received it, so there was that. You gave me for my kids, even though he didn't give, and so on and so forth. That's so the Gemara comes along and says, Ta'ama da'amar harini ki'ilu et kabalti. The only reason why over here everything is fine, because he says, it's like I received it. Ha lav hache nederu. But if you didn't say ki'ilu et kabalti, the neder is going to be hal. Oh, mani, ira b'yazav Yaakov, the drizeruzin ave, ila lav rabaranu pelige. Which means, isn't this a case of the drizeruzin? It sounds like it's the drizeruzin. What is the guy saying? Listen, I'm not going to receive any, I'm not going to give you any hana'ah. My stuff is a suit to you until you give something to my children. Okay, good. So that's the drizeruzin. It sounds like it's the drizeruzin. Like it'll be the Ezra ben Yaakov. But the case of it, it's saying that there is a neder. So if it cannot be the Ezra ben Yaakov, because the Zeruzin is not a neder. Oh, must be the rabbis. So you see what the rabbis argue and say that the Zeruzin in this case of it is hal. My original question. No. Le'olam Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov. Umode Rabbi Ezra Bahai din nidrahave. It's a case. He holds it as a neder. Why? Mishum de amarle, because the noder, the one that makes a neder, can tell his friend,
Lav malka ana de mehanina lach de at lo mehanitli.
He comes along and says, hey, listen, I'm not a king where you're the only one that's having hana'af from me, and I'm not being mehaneh. No, the opposite. I'm not a king that I'm going to receive hana'ah from you, and you're not going to receive anything from me. Let's see how that works in the case. But let's get the language of the Gemara first. Lav malka'ana. I'm not a king. Demehanina lach. Mehanina lach is really, I'm giving you hana'ah. It's better. Right. Right. Ve'at lo mehanit li. And you're not giving me something back. Right, it's reverse, the reverse of the dog sevara. Right, which means like this, listen, it's not one-way street over here, which means I want you to give me something back here. Reciprocate, I'm giving you stuff. What am I, a king usually is the giver, right? So what am I, a king over here? I'm giving you parnasa, whatever, hana'a for my stuff. Do me a favor, I'm making a neder over here. I'm not giving you any more stuff until you give my children something over here. So the first one is, what am I, king over there? So therefore you could say, he meant it. That's not the Stam Ziruzin, because again, it's not similar to the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, he's coming along and saying, listen, I'm not going to give you any more if you don't take more. Right, that was the case of the Mishnah. If you don't come to my house to eat, I'm not giving you any more. There, he wants to be a king. There, he just wants the guy to have a hana. But here, where he's giving, he comes along and says, listen, enough already. How much am I going to give? I'm not a king. It's about time you give something back. There, it's not ziruz. There, the guy could mean, I mean the neder. So it can even be the Bili Ezer Ben Yaakov. You see, all we're doing is making a chiduk between the cases. Basically, you know, to simplify it even better. In all these cases, you just have to find a reason why he means it.
That's not ziruz.
Right? Why? It's not ziruz. Ziruz means he don't really mean it. He's just trying to motivate it. I want you to come over to my house so much. So I say, you know, if you don't come over to my house, I'm not giving you hana'ah. Why would I also say to you for hana'ah because you don't come to my house? That's ziruz. I'm just trying to get you to come over. But here, I can give logics. I'm not a dog. I'm not a king. So as long as you can explain the guy's head where he's not just motivating, he means what he's saying, then already it's going to be an edit. So in both these cases, there are reasons why he means it. Therefore, the edit is going to be hal. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, so the Gemara tries to solve this again from another case. Amar le mor kashisha bered rav chazdan rav asher. Tashema. We're going to learn later on. Mishnah daf chav zayin. Nidre onsin. That's a neder where circumstances happened beyond one's control. So if you remember, we learned in our Mishnah that those are one of the styles of nedarim that are not hal. Now, what's a case? We never saw a case yet. Now the Gemara is going to give us a scenario. Hidiro chavero sheyuchal etzlo. Yeah, like the case of our Mishnah. I'm not letting you have hana'ah from my stuff unless you eat over. Okay, hidiro chavero sheyuchal etzlo. V'chala hu o chala beno o she'kebo nahar. What happened? The invitee got sick. Or his son got sick, or the river overflowed. He couldn't get their bottom line, but onus. It was out of his circumstances and control to get there. So what does it say over there? In that case over there, the neder is considered not hal, because it's onus. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. But if he was able to get there, and he didn't come willingly, neder hu. Mani, ir bili ezer ben Yaakov, ziruzin heve. Ela lav rabbanan upelige. Clear cut proof. Now we got already a clear cut proof. It's exactly the case we're looking for. The case is talking about, listen, if you don't come off to my house, I'm asserting myself. Okay, you cannot have an hour from me anymore. You got to come over to the house. Beautiful. What happened? The river overflowed. Whatever happened, or the guy got sick, but he couldn't come over. No, neither. That's the day on scene. But mashma what? If all things were equal, nothing happened, and he didn't come over to the house, the neder is a neder. Then you cannot have an hour from my stuff anymore. What do you mean? That's the Zeruzin. So this cannot be the Be'ez of Yaakov. Must be Hachamim. Also, you see the Hachamim argue on this case, that they hold this case is a day. They don't go with the Sefer HaVrabi'ez of Yaakov. So the Gemara says, no. You learned the case wrong. Le'olam Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. How? Umi sabat de'adere mazmina lizmina. You thought that the one that was inviting made the neder. No, it's the opposite. Lo. Dizmina adre lemazmina. It was the invitee that made the neder to the one that was inviting. How is that possible? So the Gemara explains. The invitee, that's the ones being invited, tells the host, we'll call them. It's easier. Tells the host. Mazminat li lis'udatech. Tells him, listen, are you going to invite me to your si'udah? Amar le in. Say, tell the host, tells him, yeah, but die, of course. Neder ze alecha. Which means, make a neder. That what? That if I don't come to your si'udah, you're going to osir your stuff on me. That's the invitee saying. I want to make this neder over here that if I don't show up, you're going to osir your stuff on me. So what happens? Venadar. I say, isn't it? The invitee wants him to make such a neder. Okay, he made such a neder. Vehala hu, o shehala beno, o sheakebo nahar. Now he wasn't able to come to the si'udah. Hare elu nedre onsin. So this is a case of the day on scene, and therefore the neder is not going to be hal. However, if let's say the invitee did not come willingly, this neder is going to be hal. Why? Because it wasn't the host that made the neder. Did you can't cause ziruzin? The invitee caused the neder to be made. No, he asked for it, but he wasn't asking for such to make such a neder. You can't. I'm misunderstanding you to come to. I didn't invite you even. Which is the invitee came, inviting me to your house? Oh, yeah, okay, invite you to the house. Okay, make a neder that if I don't show up, you're going to... So who's doing all the zirus over here? The zirus is on the invitee over here. So that case over there, if he doesn't show up, the neder is hal. It's like the ziruzin. It's motivated by the invitee, not by the host. You understand? If the host comes along on his own, listen, if you don't show up, I'm making a... Okay, that's... he wants him to come to the house. Here, he wasn't willing... He wasn't going to make such a neder. The invitee is prompting him. Hey, listen, make a neder on me. If I don't show up, it's like he's trying to motivate himself. Like, if I don't show up, you're going to say it. And he doesn't show up. He didn't show up. So the neder is on. He made the neder. But he was prompted from the mizumat, from the invitee. Look at the nan. You're not going to invite me to the Saudi, he tells him. Amale in. Kulma ken, ken as minech. Of course I'm going to invite you. Neder ze alecha kulomar, esod nechaseka, o nechase al atzmecha, im lo ta'aseken. Veneder amizamen, and he did it, venadar amizamen, vehalau. Ta'il kach ta'ma dehalau. Ha lavachi nedrave. Teleka lima lezruze echeven. Share lo haya sarik lezarez oto. The adraba, who bikesh b'menu, she has b'menu. That's the point. Understand? I don't have to miss that is the guy to come. He invited himself. Which means what's the holding down of the ziruz? I got to motivate the guy. I want the guy to come. Do I got to motivate this guy over here? He's coming, he invited himself. So therefore, it's not a case of the ziruzi. That's why the is going to be hal in this case. It doesn't have the same mechanics of the Drezeruzi. Therefore, you can say it's even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara tries to prove it from yet another source. Tashema from a Braita. Yater al ken amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. More than this, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said. Ha'omer lahavero. Guy tells his friend. Konam she'ani nehene lecha. He's saying his stuff to his friend. You cannot have an hour from me. Im I ata mitareyah itzli. If you're not going to come to me, v'tochal imi pat hama, v'tishte imi kos hamin. I want you to come up to my house. I want you to eat hot bread, hot drink. V'halah ikpid kinigdo. And the other guy, he was makpid, he was angry at his friend, and he said that what? He made a nidir that he's not coming. Takesh, he was angry, I'm not coming. So it says, af elu nidre ziruzin. This is also considered nidre ziruzin, and therefore you don't have to break the nidir. Velo hodu lo hachamim. You see clearly now. Now I already see two shitot. This is the Zeruzin, the feet of Bira Ezem and Yaakov. We'll see why it is and what the difference between this case and the case of the Mishnah in a second. But you see Hakamim come along and say what? Lohodudo. So the Gemara says, my Lohodudo Hakamim. What does it mean Lohodudo Hakamim? Lav the Afilu Bekamaita. Not only in this case, because the Lashon of the Bright was not only this, not only the first case like the case of Amishnah. The case of Amishnah was a regular case. I'd come over for dinner, otherwise I'm saving you. Yeter alken. More than that, the Beelzer said, now he says, I'll come over for dinner, and the guy said, you know what? I'm not coming over. I make a nidra, I'm not coming over. Still considered Zeruzin. Bachamim argue. So Smash Hachim argue, not only in this case, Bachim argue even in the first case. Ushmat minna, paligi rabbanan ale. Ushmat minna. We clear brighter. We said they're arguing. Proof positive, and that's it. Now, before we go further, we got to get the case better now. Look at the Ran. Bottom line, Yeter Alken, Amar Bili Ezer Ben Yaakov. Now, again, what is Yeter Alken? Not only this case, but even this case. What's the even? Ran. Hai de Amar Yeter Alken, Mishum de Hacha Afalgav de Shayach Le Memar, Lav Kalba Ana, Shareu Osir Hanaat Hamizuman Al Atzmo. Here, he's coming along to say, listen, I'm not going to let you have hana'a from me anymore if you don't come over to my house. Which means, you have this sifra over here, listen, I'm not a dog. Which means, you're giving me stuff. So he's really saying, I'm not going to be nehenir from you if you don't come over. There we had a sifra to say what? He means it. It's not zidus. Because he doesn't want to be a dog, just to be a receiver. Which means you see really that even in a sevara where you have the kalba, lav kalba anas sevara, it's still ziruzin. That which we answered above, oh no, I can answer you that really Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov will hold that this is not ziruzin, because the guy meant it. From this piece of Gemara, you see that even when you have the kalba, lav kalba anas sevara, Rabbi Eliezer still calls it ziruzin. Because what's the case over here? The case comes along and says, listen, I am not going to benefit from you anymore. Unless you're willing to take an invitation from me. Oh, I thought we said that case over Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov says that's a neder, that's a zeruzin. But from this now, this bright that we're learning over here, Smasher, even in the when you have that sevara working, he still says, well, it's zeruz. Okay. So the Ran just has to speak out. I thought above we said that he agrees. No, that was just we were just pushing it off. We were just answering it. You could say that it's different. But lema'aseh, really, you see in this braita that the Bilezim Yaakov holds, even in such a case, it's considered the Zeruzin. Now, that's why it says Yeter Alkin. Not only in the case of Al Mishnah, where the guy's saying, I'm not going to benefit you anymore if you don't come over, where it's one way. Even in the case where it comes along and says, I am not going to give you. I'm not going to receive from you anymore unless you start taking. Even in that case, we have the love kalba anasavara. Still, it's considered ziruz. The hachamim holkim. Right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean hachamim holkim? It's much the hachamim holek, not only in this case, but the holek, even in the first case. Because they hold what? The neder is a neder, and therefore they don't go with this. That there is a ruzin factor. So comes the Gemara and says, fine, once you're saying that,
you. Shema minna. So that's Gemara says, "My havi ala."
Okay, what's the halakha now? Which means now already, let's just get what we established. The only case of the Driz Zeruzin that the rabbis subscribe to is the negotiating case. That's everybody reading the Driz Zeruzin. The case of the inviting, Rabbi Ezmin Yaakov holds us in the Driz Zeruzin, Hachamim say no. Who do we follow in the halakha?
Tashema, the Amar Avuna halakha, Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov. Vechin Amar Adabar Ahaba, halakha, Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov.
So look at the top Tashema. The Amar Avuna, like Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov.
Kolomar. Dava Yadi Alu de Ravuna. אפילו בקמיתא קבע הלכתה כרבי אליעזר בן יעקב. דילו, מי מוכן בדרב הונא, דפליגי רבנן, דילמה אבטרייתא הוא דפסיק הלכתה כבטא, כך פרשו רבותיי.
Which means, when רב הונא said הלכה כרבי אליעזר בן יעקב, it wasn't only in the second case of the כלבה. Because if he was just saying it in the second case, I could say that הלכה follows רבי אליעזר בן יעקב, maybe in the second case, but not in the case of our Mishnah. Eli Rav Huna, when he said Halacha Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov, he meant Halacha Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov, even in the case of our Mishnah, which is the case where he says, if you don't come over to Mass, I'm not giving you any Hana'ah anymore. For me, Halacha Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov, and therefore, that is the bottom line.
Then he comes along and says, ונראה בעיניי שאין צורך לכך אלא מעיקרה כי בעיה כי פליגי רבנן עלה אליו למקם אקושתא דמלתהו דבעינן דאי פליגי עלה if the rabbis argue on Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov אפשר דלא קמינן כבטא דיחיד ורבים הלכה כרבים normally have a rule יחיד ורבים הלכה כרבים וכתמסכינם בבעיין אם תפסיד לומר פליגי הלכתה כבטא עולה תלכתה כבטא אבל השתא דמקבר אבונה הלכתה כבטא במאי דפלגו רבנן עלה אפילו אם תפסיד לומר דאברייתא קאי אבל מדהים מודו לרבנן לא נפקלה מנמידי.
Which means like this. We were just trying to say like this. In the Mishnah, does the Hakamim argue? Good. And if the Hakamim do argue, who do we go like? Well, normally we go like Yahid al Kerabim. Once already we brought you a case of a Braita. The Braita case was where Rabbi Ezer came along and said, what? That if you don't come over to the house, I'm going to stop receiving from you. So in that case, I'll say that we go like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's what Avunah said. That was the case of the Braita. Once already you see that you broke the Yahid v'Rabim rule, because we take the Eliezer ben Yaakov, so I could deduce from this that who had been in the Mishnah were breaking the Yahid v'Rabim rule. And if, even though the rabbis argue and say it's not Nidre Ziruzin, we'll go like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's all the Ran is saying, which means you just see from this case, the Braita was not the exact case of the Mishnah, mind you. The Braita was a case, it's an Idriz Zeruzin, but it's a case really where it's you have the Kalba Sevara. I'm not a dog. So in that case, it's more Sevara to say it is a Neder. And the Hadushev is coming and saying, no, we go like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, then it's not a Neder. Oh, but once you're ready, you see that you go like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who's a Dat Yahid. So I can now say in the Mishnah also, I'm going to say, it's not Yahid as well, and take the Bezim Yaakov. So, bottom line of this Gemara, from the Gemara at least, the case of the eating by the house is also Nidriz Ziruzin, therefore it's not considered a Nidir at all. But the question now is, what about the Inyan Halakha Lamaaseh? So the Ran comes along and says, well, Inyan Halakha, next paragraph, Kevan de Ifsekal Chetak Bezim Yaakov. לפי אותו פירוש ראשון שפרשנו למעלה דהי יותר מכן בעל מדף אגב דיקה למעלה לאו כלבה ענה אמר רבי אליעזר בן יעקב דזרוזינה והוא נקטין הנחה. We go like that. והדרן והדרינן ממה ידברינן לעי בסוגיית דמודר רבי אליעזר לכל אחד דיקה למעלה לאו כלבה ענה דנדר גמורו ולמסקנה לטה וכתקדבינן ומיהו אף אגב דהדרינן מטעמה דלאו כלבה ענה טעמה דלאו מלכה ענה עקתי איתה ומודה ברבי אליעזר. So the rhyme concludes like this. We're obviously falling off the Lav Kalba Ana Sevara. Let's speak out why we're falling off that Sevara. Because this case of the Braita was a Sevara where you had the Lav Kalba Ana Sevara. Where the guy came along and said, listen, I'm going to stop having benefit from you if you don't come to my house and stop benefiting from me. And still the Bileazer came along and said, that's the Drezeruzin. He doesn't mean it. Even though we have a Sevara to say why he means it. Lav Kalba Ana. So we fell off that sevra. Even in a case where you have the lav kalbana sevra working, the deen is, it's not an edir. But the Ran just speaks out. So it means we fell off that shit sevara, but we didn't fall off the lav malka'ana sevara. Which means when the guy comes along and says, listen, I'm just giving and giving, and I'm not getting, that he means it. On that way, it's an edir. So while we fell off the lav kalba'ana sevara, we didn't fall off the lav Malka anasivara. So the ma'aseh, if a guy comes along and makes a neder and says, listen, if you don't give my son, you know, something to, you know, whatever it is, start giving me something, so then I'm osating my stuff to you. And he means it. Because he means, I'm just giving you stuff and I'm not getting anything back. That already, that's ziruzin. That's already, that's a neder. Mashaykin di lav kalba ana. When the guy comes and says, what does that mean? I'm only receiving, you got to take. There again, he's just trying to mizarez the guy. And this is not hard.